Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Nance Gill Martin, the author of Healing Conversations. Nance, how do we find you? How do we find your book?
Go online, Healing Conversations. You'll find it. Google it. You'll find it. Or www.healingconversations.com.
Also, NanceGillMartin.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah, either one of those. Check it out, folks. The book is outstanding. It's been re-released. That tells you how good it is. Nance, as we stand here in the, you know, smack in the middle of the bookends of the holidays, Thanksgiving and New Year's, with Christmas coming up for a lot of folks around the world, it ought to be a time of great joy. Sometimes it's not, and one of the reasons it's not for some people is they have a hard time forgiving something that someone has said, someone's done to them, and it becomes toxic. And you're an expert in helping people with this. Talk to us about it.
Well, part of it is it can be the little things that start bothering us that we decide, well, it's no big deal. But before you know it, sooner or later, there are a lot of no big deals that you have with a person, or the same kind of situation keeps happening. People disrespect you, or they ignore you, or they don't tell you the truth. And one day, you've just had it, and you blow up. And this is what I call, we put little deposits in our resentment bank account.
Yeah.
So sometimes the smallest little slights, or maybe I can't speak up against something my boss says, or a client, or a big customer, or my sister, but you know what? The next time somebody else says that to me, I'm going to let them have it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm trying to help people realize is we unconsciously stuff, and we put it in our little bank account of resentment, and it begins to eat away at us.
But you know, Nance, I say forgiveness for things that really deserve to be forgiven. When people are small, that's not even something that I think should be forgiven. I think we should learn how to get over small people. We should learn how to avoid small people.
Well, I think jump in here,
okay.
Just because we're going to run out of time. What I'm trying to help people realize is the way we build muscles is a little bit at a time, and habits is like the little things that are easier. So if I can help people start having a habit of not stuffing the small stuff,
mm-hmm.
then it won't be so easy for them to hold on to the bigger resentments that are harder to let go of. So I've been learning how to help people take baby steps to catch themselves when it's the things you think you should forget. What I have found, Jim, is we think we have said, I'm not going to let that bother me. But it comes roaring back to us when it's the most inconvenient time for us to realize, you know, the thing I thought I'd gotten over or wasn't going to let it bother me, well, I'm human.
Should we ask ourselves, okay, that was pretty significant that they did to me. I guess it deserves, you know, I've got to deal with it a little more. Or should we say, okay, am I now being small?
Well, what I invite people to do is, listen, we all have hot buttons, right?
Not me.
Oh, we all have something where somebody, you know, sometimes it's people, absolutely, if you lie to them or if you're manipulating
mm-hmm.
them. Or if they feel that you disrespect them, or if you
intentionally hurt
whatever
you.
It is, we yeah. all have behaviors where if someone does it around us, it can make us really angry, scared, frustrated, defensive, whatever it is. We all know we got them. And part of what you can do is realize, wait a minute, when I'm having that feeling, I'm having that reaction to the person. They may be reminding me of 6 other times this has happened to me, and
mm-hmm.
I may be overreacting to the warning signs of something that makes me be very wary. And what I say to people is, you know, those are the trigger points. And if something goes wrong, with whether it's a stranger or a family member, whether it looks deliberate or not, before you jump down their throat or before you just get the heck out of there and, you know, our reactions can sometimes be to just leave and ignore people or say, you know, I'm never going to talk to you again. How many of us know family members where there's, I'm not talking to that person.
Well, you know, that's sometimes what I do whenever I you know, years have taught me that I'm going to recognize when I'm going to go into situations like that. And I have a little word with myself before that happens. And I, you know, I practice.
And part of what I'm asking people to practice is, and there's a lot of research that's being done.
20 seconds.
Out of Stanford, which is say, you know, what don't I know I don't know? Or what might I have assumed about this person?
Mm-hmm.
Give a little benefit of the doubt.
Well said. Hey, Nance, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
All right. Best to you and yours.
You too. Nance Gilmartin, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Healing Conversations, wherever books are sold. Also, put a .com on the end of that. You'll find the book. You'll find more about Nance. She is truly a great mind, and I think she'll help you, especially during this time of year. Actually, I got to go for this hour, the whole hour. But I got one more to go after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.